Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Enthusiast program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be talking about all the latest news from the Motor City with the publisher of the Detroit Bureau, Paul Eisenstein. Paul is right back fresh from the Geneva Motor Show, and we'll get a report on that as well as all the other stories making headlines in the world of automobiles. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the regular number. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email. It's bob at boblongradio.com. Right now, let's go to the guest lines and bring forth the gentleman who is an esteemed automotive journalist, a contributor to NPR Radio, and publisher of the great website, thedetroitbureau.com, Paul Eisenstein. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Bob. Good to be with you. And I wish I could say I was quite fresh. Forgive me if I sound a little hoarse. I've got a little bit of an after cold. Wonder how that happens. You only hang out with 10,000, 20,000 of your closest friends in an auto show, huh?
That is true. Not to mention, traveling these days is—it's not easy. I mean, certainly, people aren't going to feel sorry for us that we have to go and cover a lot of these events. But a lot of people don't realize how kind of, you know, it's all packed into a very short span of time, and again, just traveling the airlines today is nowhere near as simple as it was just a few years ago.
Oh my gosh, no. It really does get to be a hassle. You know, people say, oh my gosh, you get to go to Europe. Well, let's see. Yeah, you're right. I leave late in the evening. I write most of the night because I have to prepare with a lot of stuff for the show. As soon as you land, you're basically hammering copy all ready for the show, the stuff that you get in advance. The next morning, you're up at about 5 a.m. to get prepared. You work until about 11, 12 o'clock at night, filing all the copy that you have. And in my case, I think I was up till like 2 a.m. each day. Second day auto show, same thing. And then you're ready to turn around and go home. So I average about three and a half hours of sleep a night when I'm on the road for these auto shows. So it's tougher. I know I'm not going to get a lot of people offering sympathy for getting a ride over to Geneva, but it is not a cush assignment.
Exactly. I have never had the pleasure of attending the Geneva show. I've always wanted to go. One of these years I'll get there. But the thing that has always been told to me about the Geneva show is that unlike Frankfurt and some of the other shows, this one is very kind of neutral territory, not unlike Switzerland itself being a neutral ground. So it's for the most part a very enjoyable show. There isn't the kind of one-upmanship that you see at some of the other events.
Oh, yeah, Bob, no. There's plenty of one-upsmanship. In fact, it's increased over the years. You know, it's like so many of the shows. Take a look at Detroit, where you know Acura brought out the NSX, thinking they would steal a show, and surprise, surprise, Ford brings out the big GT. And the same thing happened over in Geneva, where you had, oh my gosh, how many different high performance cars topped out, at least from a horsepower count, by the new Koenigsegg Regera, only 1,500 horsepower.
Only 1,500. Wow.
Yeah.
Can you
now,
believe
one of the
you're
things,
saying that?
One of the things I really like about the Geneva show is that you see so many unusual players that you never see anywhere else. I'll give you an example. I mean, how many people will have ever heard of Koenigsegg? Well, maybe a few because of the super horsepower stuff that they've come up with. But there's all sorts of really wild players at the show that you never think about anywhere else. Vredestein, Apollo Vredestein. Now, who ever heard of that? Or Rinstein and some of the others that show up here. That's one of the things I really enjoy about the Geneva show. It's just a strange place that you never know who you're going to run into. Interestingly enough, though, Bob, you know, there were two names that were very, very big at this Geneva show that actually weren't even there.
No kidding. Tell us about those names.
Google and Apple.
Well, that's true. There's been a lot of talk recently whether or not Apple was going to get into the car manufacturing business. And also, it's interesting to see how certain companies are aligning with one or the other and how this is going to affect things in the grand scheme. Tell us a little bit about this Google and Apple situation.
Yeah, well, first of all, you're right. A lot of makers are aligning with one or the other, or in some cases, both manufacturers. There's a few cars out already that have buttons that you can tap on the steering wheel and access, say, Siri, what do they call it, the voice assistant on an Apple iPhone. And there's a variation of that on Google phones, the Android phones, and some manufacturers are setting up for both, and not just getting access to these voice assistants, but also to a lot of other features that are on the phones. There's a big push these days to integrate smartphone apps into the infotainment system. Both makers are going to be big and going to be pushing even harder on that. But what's really interesting is that both Google and Apple now seem to want to get into the auto making business. Google is clearly one of the top players out there when it comes to developing autonomous vehicle technology. They've said that they aren't going to manufacture a car themselves. They've got the resources, but they say that they're not going to manufacture. They want a partner. But the fact is, I wouldn't be surprised within 5 to 7 years if we saw a car out there that says something like, the Belchfire 88 powered by Google. Where the Google name does go on the outside, and you know that it's their autonomous technology. The real question mark is Apple. What the heck are they doing? Now, you may have heard that Apple is just going into the Fortune 500. It's one of the, I think it has the highest capitalization of any corporation in the United States now, $750 billion.
That's amazing.
And this is insane money. They also have about $178 billion in cash. Now, to put that in perspective, Bob, $750 billion, that's more than the capitalization of almost the entire top 10 global automakers combined. Toyota, Nissan, Honda, Ford, Daimler Chrysler, Renault, Nissan, and so on. All of those don't have the capitalization of
Apple. Remarkable.
So if they decide that they want to build cars, and they are almost certainly working on an automotive project right now. They're hiring people away from the automakers. So we know they're doing something automotive. What they're doing is uncertain. Will they build a car by themselves? Will they partner with, for example, Tesla? We don't know what's going on out there. But it's almost certain that Apple is going to be in the car business.
Interesting. And, of course, will it be called the iCar? That's the big question.
Well, I don't know. Let's see. BMW already has that little I, don't they?
That's so true.
Maybe not. Who knows?
Paul Eisenstein is with us from the DetroitBureau.com. You can check out complete coverage of the 2015 Geneva Motor Show online. And Paul's got a great story up about the real standouts at the happening in Geneva, Switzerland. Let's talk about some of these standout vehicles. Aston Martin showed off a vehicle called the Vulcan. This vehicle is a uber high-performance limited edition model.
Yeah, well, actually, what's really interesting is Aston Martin pulled off one of the big surprises of the show and probably one of the biggest controversies. We knew that they were going to come up with this Vulcan. Vulcan is a track-only race car. I don't have my numbers in front of me, Bob. I think it was, about 800 horsepower?
Yeah.
Beautiful car. I look at the thing and I desperately wish that it was a street vehicle because it is so, so beautiful. But they came up with another thing, and we're going to let the listeners guess for a minute. I guess we'll get it when we get back.
Absolutely. The king of the Segway himself, Paul Eisenstein, is with us as we step aside for some important messages. Don't go away. We're going to tell you about that Aston Martin story and lots more straight ahead as Auto World continues on great radio stations across North America and live on GCNlive.com. Don't go away.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers. The country's largest enclosed auto transport company will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts, not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host,
Bob Long.
Hello to everybody listening on the information station AM 800 CKLW Windsor, Ontario, Detroit. Joining us live on the line is from the Detroit Bureau, the publisher, Paul Eisenstein. We're talking about Geneva, the motor show. He is just back, fresh from the exhausting events, and telling us about some of the best debuts, including some news from Aston Martin. They unveiled this vehicle called the Vulcan, but that was not the singular story from the Aston Martin brand.
No, the big surprise was another one called the DBX. And if you go out to the website, to the DetroitBureau.com, you'll get a quick look at it. Just type Aston Martin in our search engine, or type DBX, even better. It was the first ever crossover concept from Aston Martin. Now, that may seem a little bit strange. Wait a second, Aston Martin and crossover? Mm-hmm. But consider that the number one selling product over at Porsche these days is their Macan. And it's taken over the lead from their bigger Cayenne. We have Bentley coming up with a new crossover later this year, and Rolls-Royce confirmed they will have some sort of off-road capable vehicle coming over in about 3 years, if I remember correctly. They just confirmed that before Geneva. Basically, you can't have any brand without at least some sort of crossover-like vehicle. Here's an interesting thing, Bob. You may recall that Andy Palmer joined Aston Martin earlier in 2014. Actually, I should say later. I think he officially reported for work sometime like last October, right?
Yeah.
And Andy was the former global product guy over at Nissan, very big into electric vehicles. He was really the guy that was overseeing a lot of the electrification effort, vehicles like the Nissan Leaf. So Andy arrived around October 1st, and what I've been told is he commissioned this project 4 days after he arrived there. He felt that they needed it. It's not just a crossover concept, but it's also a very interesting electric vehicle project, because each of the four wheels is powered by an independent electric motor.
Wow, cool technology. And you're so right about all these high-end manufacturers getting into the crossover SUV business. Even we learned in Detroit the official name for the upcoming Jag crossover, the F-Pace. And some of these, I don't know, is it too much? Is this going to saturate the market? I mean, are these such niche vehicles that it's really more for their own customer base, folks who are Rolls-Royce owners now who want a sport utility or crossover vehicle? What were they building these vehicles for?
Well, again, if you look out there and you see where the world's markets have gone, the crossover utility vehicle is the car of the future. Look in the United States. All forms of utility vehicles, which include tough trucks like the Wrangler, over to, you know, car-like crossovers like, the Escape or any number of other vehicles out there, which you find hard to categorize. If you take what is traditionally called a ute of some form or another, they will outsell sedans this year.
Amazing.
And that's the first time that's ever happened in the United States. And worldwide, we're seeing an explosion of demand. China was very big on sedans for a long time. Utility vehicles are now becoming the number one type of body over there. Europe, same thing's happening. Now, they're much smaller vehicles, compact utility vehicles, like some of the ones that we saw in Geneva. But the point is that utility vehicles are hot. Even luxury buyers want them. Porsche now, two of their top vehicles are utility vehicles, and I expect that that will continue. That's a trend not going away, Bob.
Let's talk about some of the other hot debuts in Geneva, especially ones that we'll see here in North America. Speaking of small crossover-like vehicles, Infiniti had a new product to show off.
Yeah, this is an interesting vehicle. It's called the QX30, and here's another example of what I'm talking about. So this is one of the many, many, many compact crossovers that are becoming extremely hot, particularly in Europe. That market is just the hottest thing on the continent right now. It's beginning to come over here. We're seeing a number of compacts as well. What's unusual is it is a virtual dead ringer for the Q30 that Infiniti brought out a little while ago. We've all seen that concept already. And indeed, they share the same platform underneath. The QX is a little bit more rugged, a little more ground clearance, a little bit of off-road ability. But it gets even stranger, Bob. I don't know if, are you familiar with the alliance that's been going on between Renault Nissan and now Daimler?
Yeah, it's something that I'm aware of, but I'm not super into the nuances of the deal, but it definitely is an interesting collaboration.
Yeah, exactly. In a sign of where the world is going, first of all, we saw 15-some years ago Renault and Nissan partner up. But now they have a third leg to that stool, and that is Daimler, the parent of Smart and Mercedes. And, in fact, they are swapping all sorts of things. So we have a Renault Twizy microcar that is being used as the next generation Smart, though if you looked at them, you'd find it hard to believe they're the same vehicle. We see Infiniti engines produced down in Decker, Tennessee, that are going into the next into the upcoming Mercedes C-Class. And we're going to be seeing a bunch of vehicles produced by both makers, such as the upcoming updates of the CLA and GLA, that will share the same platform as some of the new Infiniti products, the same underlying compact architecture. It gets even stranger, by the way, because Infiniti and Mercedes are joining together in building an assembly plant down in Mexico alongside a Nissan plant in the town of Aguascalientes. And we will be seeing luxury vehicles sharing the underlying platform. Very different bodies, but carrying badges of both Mercedes and Infiniti.
Amazing stuff. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. If you're listening online or on one of our great radio stations, any comments or questions are welcomed, or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. Paul, let's touch on Hyundai. They showed off a new Tucson in Geneva. Tell us about that vehicle.
Yeah, the Tucson's an interesting vehicle, very important one, as you know, for the folks over at Hyundai. It's been one of their better sellers, and really is, again, into that booming crossover utility market. So no surprise that they would bring off an updated version. What's interesting is that they went to Geneva to show it off rather than going to, say, Detroit or one of the U.S. shows. And that underscores the fact that this is really a global vehicle. A little bit bigger than the other one, definitely upgraded, sleeker, more refined vehicle. There'll be a new turbocharged 1.6-liter engine. There'll be a new diesel. Unfortunately, we won't be getting it here in the United States. I think this is going to be a very important product for them. And what I'm not clear about is whether or not when they'll be also providing the hydrogen-powered version of the Tucson that we saw recently introduced in California, when they're going to be fitting that into the new body style.
Going to be interesting to watch, no question about it. We'll step aside for some important messages, and when we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about Jeep, a red-hot vehicle company, red-hot company to say the least, and much more with Paul Eisenstein. Don't go away. I'm Bob Long.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Please grab a pen and paper or type this into your phone. InvestYourself.com. For the best free financial newsletter on the planet, go to InvestYourself.com and sign up today. Hi, my name is Bob Renier, and for over 20 years I've been publishing InvestYourself.com, and I guarantee you this is the only newsletter that provides the truth. It's easy to read, and it's free. Consider this. The Feds have just ended the QE program in this country, but Japan and Europe continue to print money, and all of this affects our stock market in ways you've never seen before. I invite you to sign up at investyourself.com. Our absolutely free newsletter will help guide you through what's really affecting our markets instead of the nonsense you hear from the mainstream media. For over 20 years, people have called it the best free newsletter on the planet, and I think you'll agree. Take a moment and go over to investyourself.com and sign up today. It's absolutely free, no credit card required, no ID required. Simply pop your email address in the box. That's investyourself.com, investyourself.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
The name of the program, indeed, is Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thank you so much for joining us at this very same time on this very same station, or if you're listening online, or later on, if you're hearing us in archive form or podcast form down the road. Thank you so much for doing so. Paul Eisenstein is with us, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. He's fresh back from Geneva and the Motor Show, telling us all about some of the big debuts there, as well as some of the great news that are making headlines this week in the world of automobiles. Let's talk about Jeep. Jeep had a huge year in 2014, surpassing 1 million units sold globally. I believe it was about 700,000 here in the U.S. and about 300,000 elsewhere. But nevertheless, I understand that they're looking to surpass that in 2015. And, of course, with their new Renegade product, I think that product is going to do extremely well on the global stage.
Yeah, I agree with you. The Renegade, for those who don't know, is another one of those small sport utility or crossover utility vehicles that's hit the market of late. There's a Fiat version that we've just seen in the United States, the 500X. Very different looking vehicles, thankfully. That is one of the nice things about what is happening in the auto industry, Bob. It used to be that we get these badge engineer vehicles, mm-hmm. and you'd have one brand making it and another brand would put it out and it would be almost identical. You can't get away with that now. And to sidestep it, one of the things I'm watching for in the months to come will be an indication of what the new Fiat Roadster is going to be looking like. You know, we've gotten a good look at the Mazda MX-5 Miata update that we're going to be getting into the United States later this year. what we haven't seen yet is the Fiat version of that. And I understand that it's going to look quite a bit different, have a very different engine. So this is a good trend. Now, the Renegade is very different from what we've seen from Fiat with the 500X, except that they're both small, surprisingly roomy inside, and this version will have some serious off-road capabilities, particularly if you buy, I believe it's going to be called the Trailhawk edition.
Mm-hmm.
This is the vehicle that has taken off in Europe. It is, interestingly enough, it is on sale in Europe even before the United States. First time we've seen that happen. And, in fact, the first time we've seen a Jeep built outside of the United States. It's going to be built on four continents, which is very interesting. And it tells you how Jeep is going to become one of the big global brands for Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, or FCA. I'm really looking forward to seeing it come to the United States. I, unfortunately, couldn't make one of the recent drives, so I'm looking forward to getting it in my driveway in the weeks ahead.
Another big story this week. We're all expecting a big price tag, and it indeed has a big price tag. The just announced Ford GT supercar that was shown as a bit of a surprise in Detroit has been tagged with a $400,000 price of entry. Pretty hefty, Paul, and certainly a significant jump over the GT that was sold from 2004-2005. However, this vehicle is carbon fiber, and we have to take that into consideration.
Yeah, I think that this is both meant to signal that they are moving into a different world, not just sort of a supercar, but into the so-called ultra-car category. And it's also a realistic acknowledgement that people are willing to spend extremely large amounts of money for cars with that level of performance. If you look back at what's happened, the Ford GT that we saw a little over a decade ago, remember it was brought out to celebrate their 100th anniversary.
Sure.
That vehicle is now going in the, $400,000-$600,000 range for good models in the collector car circuit. So no surprise that they'd want to maximize the price here. Will they get $400,000? Well, we'll wait and see, but they're very wise in keeping the volumes way down. They're only going to be doing 250 of these a year. How many years? We don't know. I can't get that out of Jamil Hamidi, who is one of the heads of the program, but I expect that it's not going to be a very long-term run. I wouldn't be surprised if this is only on the market for anywhere from 2 to 4 years.
Yep, so it's very low production and carbon fiber inspired and carbon fiber body on this vehicle and just a beautiful, very inspiring design and powered by a twin turbocharged EcoBoost high performance version of the 3.5 liter V6 with in excess of 600 horsepower. And we're going to see this supercar, Paul, relatively soon, I believe. In your story, you mentioned it's coming this fall.
Yeah, it's going to be launched into production late this year. That's a very fast turnaround when you consider that it was barely, 18 months ago that they came up with the project. This is a dedicated team approach, very, very similar to what they did with the last generation Ford GT. So they're going to want to get this out on the market very, very quickly.
And interesting, some of the same engineers involved with the last Ford GT project are back on this one. I sat down with Kip Ewing in Detroit, who was also a major part of the decade ago Ford GT. And these guys are really excited to get their hands on such an exciting project, to say the least. Another very interesting story comes out of Mercedes-Benz and South Carolina. This is an interesting story, Paul. Mercedes-Benz planning a $500 million U.S. van plant. Tell us more about this.
Yeah, I was just down there. I took a little detour on the way back from Geneva because, you know, I didn't like the idea of getting any sleep. And I wound up down in Charleston, where they announced that they're going to be putting in this new plant. You may recall about almost a decade ago, Mercedes began assembling a small number of their Sprinter vans down at a facility in South Carolina. In part, they did that because of the so-called chicken tax, which has been around since, the 1960s or 70s? It's a bizarre tax on a select type of imported trucks. truck. It's been a problem with pickups, for example, and some other trucks. And you can get saddled with a 25% tariff if you don't assemble it or partially assemble it here in the United States. Manufacturers have found this little sneaky way to get around it. They build it, then they take it apart, they ship it over here, which means they've got to put it back together in the United States, and then it doesn't stand, it doesn't get hammered with the tax. Passenger car versions or passenger vans, passenger trucks don't get saddled with that, only the truck-type versions. Well, sales have been growing hugely for the Sprinter, a 30% increase last year, and they're expecting another big jump this year. And there's a clear trend in the American market towards European-style vans. Ford's a good example. We now have the Transit and Transit Connect, and as you know, they just replaced that ancient van, the Econoline, with the bigger Transit. Fiat Chrysler is bringing out a version of their European van here. We've seen the Nissan Envy come over here, even though it's out of Japan. It's very much a European-style van. And the van market is just exploding, in part because of the recovery of the economy, but also because there's some really cool new products out there.
And a lot of pent-up demand. You're absolutely right. I mean, some of those Econoline vans that were in business, doing a lot of business, doing a lot of work for folks, were getting quite tired. So it's great to see that Ford has replaced that vehicle after a long, long time. Let's talk about another trend that's going on in the automotive world these days, and that's the fact that Americans continue to love their trucks and sport utility vehicles, and because of this, it's having a negative effect on corporate average fuel economy.
Yeah, no surprise. When you average everything out with bigger trucks getting less mileage, it's going to drive down the mileage, the average mileage of the vehicles sold in the United States. The good part is that even trucks are getting better mileage than ever before. Heck, this Sprinter that we've seen with some versions of it can get 20 miles a gallon with the diesel engine. So even some of your full-size pickups in the United States are now getting in the mid-20 range, and the big question is whether or not Nissan, when they bring out the next version of their Titan, which will have a diesel in it, are they going to actually be able to nudge the 30-mile-a-gallon mark? It's incredible when you think about what some of the trucks are getting, but because truck sales are increasing compared to passenger car sales,
absolutely,
economy on average is going down.
Hold that thought.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat, but adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids, flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite's the bomb.
We tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite, it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
By now, you heard about bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to guns80.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, guns80.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15. Guns80.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to Guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS-80.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Thank you so much for being here, Mike. This is Bob Line. This is Auto World. We're Mike's side with Paul Eisenstein. And, Paul, before we go any further, let's remind folks of all the cool things that they can get 100% free. And that's a word you don't hear too often in 2015, but you got lots of goodies.
Thanks, Bob. Well, you can stay on top of everything happening in the automotive world, whether you're just interested in what's happening at auto shows, whether you want to know what's happening in the industry itself, and just about everything in between. We cover it, and we cover it in depth every day. You can go to the site. It is free. We'll keep you abreast even if you don't have time to check out what's coming to the site. You can get our Twitter feeds. You can get our daily newsletters, even a news release, an alert, every time we post a new story. We have weekly and monthly updates as well, and all come for free. And, oh, by the way, I should mention we also have an RSS feed.
Wonderful. Let's talk about a recall from a Nissan affecting a whole lot of Ultimas.
Yeah, Bob. It's interesting. Before I get into that, I should point out something to you. We just did a story a few days ago, a new study which seems to be holding true, indicates that we are probably going to see as many or more recalls in 2015 as we saw last year. And you may recall last year was twice the previous all-time record set in 2004. So this is going to continue to be a headache for a lot of manufacturers and, of course, for consumers who have to get that notice in the mail and then go get the car repaired. Now, with the Nissan recall, they are calling back 640,000 Altimas in the U.S. and Canada because of a faulty hood latch. This can cause the hood to pop open when you're driving. Not a good thing. I actually had that happen years ago, and I got to tell you something. There is nothing more frightening than being on a freeway surrounded by trucks and all of a sudden having that hood fly open so you can't see out. Yeah, if you get one of these recall notices, please go get it fixed. The thing is, this is on top of an earlier recall connected to this. They've had a problem now that's involved 1.1 million Altimas. The newest recall covers Altimas sold between 2013 and 2015.
Amazing, amazing number of recalls. It's definitely been one of the dominant stories of 2014, and it's interesting that it's going to continue into 2015. Another interesting story that I've been meaning to ask you about is this all-new 2-Series minivan. It's a Grand Tourer. This vehicle hasn't got a whole lot of press here in the U.S. Tell us all about this kind of unique variant of the 2-Series.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Well, it's first of all, we have to point out that a lot of these manufacturers have a whole range of products that they do not sell in the United States. That goes for Audi, BMW, Mercedes. Mercedes, for example, doesn't sell the A-Class here, and they only sell the B-Class here in an electric vehicle form out in the West Coast. So BMW is in grand company here with the 2-Series Grand Tourer. They introduced it at the Geneva show, showing us the 220D xDrive version. And, yeah, it's what you might call a minivan or a microvan, if you prefer, similar to what we've seen from the folks over at Mazda. Unfortunately, for the moment, there's no plans to bring it to the United States.
Another story we touched on a little bit earlier, the continuing saga of Apple and Google getting into the car business and what's going to happen there in the grand scheme of things. But you've got a great article up at thedetroitbureau.com about the fact that automakers are struggling to address privacy issues in the era of high-tech cars. Tell our listeners a little bit more about this story.
Well, it's interesting you say that, Bob, because as I was listening to the commercials rolling just before this set, there was an item there about folks who don't want the government to know all about what they're doing privately. And that has become a very, very big issue. Curiously, as much as we talk about privacy in the United States, it's Europe that's doing something about it. The Europeans have gotten much more aggressive on the area of privacy. For example, they recently had their courts over there order Google to make it possible for people to essentially forget them, take all references to them out of their search engine if they don't want to be found. Now the issue is moving into the automotive sector. Millions of people here in the United States have the OnStar system. Virtually every vehicle sold by General Motors for, what, more than 15 years now have come with some version of OnStar. Well, they're just launching OnStar in Europe under the Opel brand. And interestingly enough, they'll have a button we don't have in the United States. It's a privacy button. If you press that button, the system will not track where you're driving. There's no way for that information to be going back to the corporate, you know, to the corporate computer service. The only time that the system will override it is if your emergency alert system goes off. Say if you're in a crash that sets the airbags off, that is automatically going to send an alert with your location to rescue authorities.
Yeah, and that certainly is a good idea and interesting strategy there in Europe having that button. I'm surprised that folks here in the United States haven't demanded the same thing, folks here in North America, but we'll see. Perhaps down the line we'll see an extra button added to the OnStar unit sold here in North America.
I think that the issue of privacy is going to become a very big one, particularly in the automobile. I think a lot of folks don't realize just how much they're being tracked. Your cell phone knows where you are, and it makes it very easy to locate where you are at any time. Now, on the positive side, that's been used to help track terrorists. It's been used to help track criminals. When you're talking to a tower, it knows at least roughly where you are, and there are capabilities being installed which will take it even further. In fact, there's a big debate now with the 9/11 system, 911 system, that you'll be able to the government wants to be able to track precisely where you are, because in some cases they've had motorists call for help. Maybe a car runs off the road. They don't know where they are. They're calling for help. The system can't quite track it. There was one case of a woman who went off the road down a cliff, and it took them days to find her.
It's going to be an interesting story to cover here on the Auto World and on the DetroitBureau.com. Another interesting story, as we continue to see certain brands have record years, Mini has decided to go upscale with a new Countryman. It's called the Park Lane Edition. Mini continues to turn out more specialty models than any other brand in the marketplace, and they continue to have very, very strong sales, and they're thinking that this luxury variant is going to push them over the top sales-wise.
Yeah, I can't quite figure Mini out. You know, they have come out with, what did they have a year or so ago? They had something like 8 different models on the market.
Yes,
and then that
very confusing.
Didn't even include all the variants like the John Cooper Works and the like, the JCW models. A few months ago, they said that they were going to cut back on all their variants, but now they've introduced yet another one, the Countryman Park Lane. And that's just basically just a fancy version of the Countryman that we know. The version that they showed in Geneva has a cool two-tone paint job, including stripes and a red roof, and a couple of other really cool updates to it that make it a little bit more, in their eyes, upscale. But I just can't quite figure out Mini. Are they going to have fewer models or more models? Or are they going to have fewer models with lots more variants? I can't figure that out.
Yeah, it is a difficult brand to decipher these days, but something we'll be watching. We've had a number of people react to the price tag of the new Ford GT, the most expensive car ever from the Ford Motor Company at around $400,000, and most people are a little bit shocked with that price tag. But you got to realize, I believe Ford is aiming or kind of putting this vehicle, as you say, into a different stratosphere, and they're looking at vehicles like the Lamborghini Aventador as a competitor. So if they're looking at the Aventador as a competitor, a $400,000 price tag isn't that far off at all. It's right on the money.
Yeah, exactly. It would seem that if that's what they have in mind, well, that's exactly the price they should be looking at.
Another story that we've been watching on the DetroitBureau.com is about some of the upcoming unveils we're going to be seeing in the Big Apple in New York. It looks like the New York Auto Show is going to be a big one. We'll see the next generation of the Camaro there. But also, Chevy is planning to reveal a redesigned Malibu in the Big Apple.
Yeah, they need to have this update. You recall the last generation of the Malibu, an award-winning vehicle. It was really cool. It was really a breakthrough for a brand that had been known for just bringing out sort of mediocre, mainstream, mid-size models. And they finally seemed to get it correct with the last generation. So we were all pretty excited about what would happen when they brought out the latest version. And it was a dud, plain and simple. Poor back space, lots of other problems. They updated it a year ago and improved sales a little, but they need to just completely redo it. The new model, bigger, a lot more interior space, supposed to be more upscale, and the design looks really gorgeous. The teaser we've seen, Bob, is sort of an Audi A7-esque
rear.
Oh, you know, sort of that real fastback look. So I'm very excited to see it once we get to the New York Auto Show next month.
Absolutely.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.